Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs, they get slaughtered.
And you know, if you join us each week for Charles Roquelon, well, you might be disappointed. Charles, of course, our guest of the week every week. He's the only one that joins us twice. He is not here this week. In his stead, however, is Joe Land. And so he's our guest of the week, which doesn't happen often that anybody but Charles gets that distinction. And Joe is a financial analyst for the American Association of Individual Investors. So he works with Charles. And he's an analyst in his own right. So we're looking at some other things, giving you another perspective, again, within the AAII umbrella. And if you want to know what's under that umbrella, go to AAII.com. Remember that on Joe's maiden voyage with us yesterday, his buy of the week was Tupperware Brands Corporation. The ticker symbol on that is TUP. Let's see what he's got cooked up for us today. Joe Land, welcome back to Money Life.
Hi, thanks. Great to be here again.
Our sell of the week is?
Home Away, ticker symbol AWAY.
That's right. Home Away is ticker symbol AWAY. And why is it the sell of the week?
You know, I really like the model of this company, and I really like this company in general and what it does. But it's one of those companies that, once again, a great company is not necessarily a great stock. The company owns websites such as VRBO. I'm not sure if anyone has heard of it, but some people may have. And basically what these websites do is it acts as an intermediary between two people or two parties, one who wants to rent out their homes for short vacation stays and one that wants to rent the homes for short vacation stays. Now, once again, I mean, this is a great idea. This company is a good company. There have been a lot of demand for this type of service from people who obviously, one, own houses who they might not necessarily be staying at for a period of time, and two, for people who want to rent a house for a period of time and not necessarily stay in a hotel. You know, they may want to get more of the home features that you can get at home instead of, you know, being out in a hotel each time that you go out. So This stock, though, however, it's the valuation is what really gets me. You know, the stock is currently trading at a forward priced earnings of around 60 and a historical priced earnings of actually over 100. Its historical PEG ratio is 7.7, which is an extremely high PEG.
Yeah.
You know, analysts are expecting the company to grow at about 27% per annum per year. Its earnings at 27%. Over the past 5 years or so, earnings have grown at 22%. So the 27% expectation is not, I guess, unachievable, but 27% for a company year over year is very, very high. Now, even with this long-term growth rate, the forward peg, you're still looking at about 3. So the bar is set very, very high. And even with this high growth bar, the company is still very, very richly valued with a forward peg of 3, you know, and a 4P of over 60. So, you know, my thought is, you know, this company, you know, though it's a great company, the upside is mostly priced in. If the company doesn't meet the long-term growth expectations of 27 or close to 30% a year, I mean, there's a long way for the shares to fall. Additionally, this company is priced almost as, you know, one of these, like a tech IPO or something like that, but it doesn't have the exposure or the popularity of a tech or a social media startup, you know, that can continue to drive prices upwards. So, I mean, this, like I said, is a great company, but if the stocks just came back a little bit, even to somewhere in the range of 30 to 40 times forward earnings, you know, I may argue that it might be a growth play there. But at this level, you know, I think it's overvalued. And I think there could be a 20 to 25, 30% drop. And that's just based off of forward PE for it to come down to around 30 or 35 times even.
Yeah, I was going to say about 30% would just make it that the PE is 35 times, which a lot of people would still find as being pretty rich.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And of course, you get no dividend on this stock. The other side of this is that when you were talking, one of the things I was doing was looking at HomeAway and its competitors. When you go to websites that say, you know, hey, who does it compete with?
Sure.
And this They all list Google and Facebook and the big tech names. And not that I would consider Google a competitor to HomeAway. I understand why some of the institutional investing services might. But the flip side of it is by the way, if HomeAway is really successful, that is who's going to wind up stepping into the space to compete with them, right?
Absolutely. You know, and they can also get bought out. I mean, we're talking about, there's not really a service that provides very, very similar, a company that provides very, very similar services. I mean, you can say Google. I mean, you can say, you know, maybe Facebook. I mean, maybe Craigslist. You know, there may be some postings there that's providing this type of service. But yeah, on the flip side, it's in a segment of the market that not many people are in. And yes, like you said, I mean, these are the type of companies that could jump in, that could potentially compete, or, you know, maybe even purchase this website, this company. So, you never really know. On the flip side is definitely they're in a niche area of the market, you know, that there's not that many competitors, but, you know, this valuation is just so incredibly rich that, you know, I mean, what kind of upside are you talking about? I mean, we're talking about a PE, a 4P of over 60, a historic PE of over 100. You know, I mean, I'm very hesitant that there's much upside at this price.
Yeah, I would even think that if a takeover would be the best possible outcome, but that we're basically priced at whatever the takeover would be, because even the tech-rich deals, you're not looking at too many things where the forward PE is above 50 in terms of what they're paying for it.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it is a good company, bad stock. We say that all the time. Joe likes the company, but he is not exactly a fan of the valuation. And if you missed it, well, just to get down to a forward PE of about 35 times, this stock would be looking at a 30% drop in price. It is HomeAway, ticker symbol AWAY, just like you'd expect. It is the sell of the week. Remember Joe's buy of the week yesterday, Tupperware Brands Corporation, TUP, and the guest of the holiday week. When we've got a great lineup, it's Joe Land, financial analyst for AAII. And if you want more information on the American Association of Individual Investors, go to AAII.com. Joe, thanks so much for stepping in for Charles. I hope we get a chance to talk again soon.
Hey, Chuck, thanks for having me.
There is much more to go on the November 27th, It's My Wife's Birthday edition of Money Life. Up next, Sam Stovall, Chief Market Strategist for S&P Capital IQ, when Money Life continues.